Today's Bible verse is Matthew 25:29a. For whoever has given more, they will have an abundance. Today we look at the parable of Jesus. We won't go through the whole chapter, but we'll focus specifically on the parable found in verses 14 through 30. Let's start by understanding that this parable is talking about two things. Most parables that Jesus taught has two meanings, one for this life and one for the spiritual. First is talking about the kingdom of God. Jesus is using this parable about modern life to communicate what the spiritual life is like. He wants to put the abstract in concrete terms. Second, he's talking about a business owner who invests in three of his workers. He is leaving the equivalent of hundreds of thousands of dollars with these workers. He hands it to them with no instructions. Each worker knew that he has to risk the money in order to increase his return. We know that by what the worker says in verse 24. I knew that you were a hard man harvesting where you've not sown. The worker knew he was supposed to get a return for the investment, and it made the owner mad when he didn't. Here's where it gets weird. In the second part of verse 29, he mentions that whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away. The better translation can be found in the Amplified Version. Whoever does not have, because he has ignored or disregarded his blessings and gifts from God, even what he has will be taken away. First and foremost, God gives us abilities and skills. He expects us to use those skills to further his kingdom. You are a business owner, and God expects you to influence others and grow his kingdom here on earth. Next, we get into the real-world application. This business owner invested his money. He knew that there were three areas to invest in, and one of them did not produce return. Money is to be used to further the kingdom of God. If you have a chance to invest money in a Christian company, do so. You'll see that companies built on values tend to have a better overall return. Investing also means investing in people. That includes yourself. Invest in growing yourself, invest in growing those around you, and invest in the kingdom of God. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Matthew 25:29. Thanks for listening to Christian Business Revolution Bible Study. Go and be blessed and be a blessing.